The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
Yes, we are heading for trouble, but we're protected by our wingman, David Trainer, as we head into the danger zone, because at New Constructs, they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And there's a basic question that goes into dangerous stocks. It goes like this.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
Absolutely. Because most stocks try to put, and most companies try to put their most attractive foot forward. They do that in accounting tricks and the rest of that stuff that if you're looking at them from the top down, they may look pretty good. The flip side of that is David Trainer doesn't look at them from the top down. No, he and his crew, they bring forensic accounting to the process. They dig in at the bottom and then they work their way up. And they often find that the picture is misleading. And when something is misleading, it is dangerous. If you want to find out more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com where they blog about their danger zone picks. So you can always get more information on anything you hear us talk about here. They're on Twitter at New Constructs. David Trainer, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Zendesk.
Danger, danger.
Zendesk. It's ticker symbol ZEN. And what is the problem with this tech company?
Misleading GAAP earnings, GAAP results, and a super weak competitive position. These guys are a small player, a small fish in a big pond in terms of customer service software. They are losing a lot of money. They're running out of money, and they are spending a small fraction of what their competitors spend to improve products and drive marketing and sales. And yet their valuation implies that they're going to own 500% of the overall market. So this is one of those when you just kind of dust off the misleading kind of message from management and Wall Street, you're looking at something that's really pretty bad when it comes to the risk-reward of an investment.
This is a stock that is also currently peaking, right? In the last 12 months, $24 a share was kind of the low in that range, and the high is close to $44, and we're close to that high right now. Obviously, this stock has been defying gravity a little bit. We always talk about that you got to be able to recognize it, but maybe you can't find a catalyst. Is there a catalyst here, or is there something that has been driving Wall Street to bid it up in spite of the fact that the numbers don't look good to you?
A couple of things could be catalysts. You could see another major executive departure. I think that would further undermine the credibility of the management team. And these executive departures are always kind of a red flag because sort of saying, hey, maybe the writing's on the wall here that these guys will never achieve the profitability that they need to achieve. A lot of these firms, like Zendesk, you know, they're playing on, or the Wall Street's playing on the fact that at some point they're going to reach the scale needed to become profitable. And when you look at the non-GAAP numbers, you think that they maybe they're on their way to that. The truth is they're not. So we think executive turnover could be an issue. Another dilutive capital raise. They've got about a year's worth of cash left. So sometime in the next 3 to 6 months, they're going to have to go to the capital markets and raise money now, because you don't want to be raising money when you're just about to run out of cash, right? So they're going to have to do that soon. And an earnings miss. You know, the problem with the non-GAAP earnings is that they essentially just kick the can of achieving profitability down the road, right? You can't pay bills with non-GAAP earnings, right?
Yep.
As we joked about with Valiant, I don't know how many years ago, Chuck, when we were talking about that, and people were saying, well, the non-GAAP numbers are good. And I said, listen, you can't pay your bills. You can't pay your employees with your non-GAAP profits because they're not real. And so at some point, the disconnect between the expectations baked into the stock price and the lack of cash flows has to reconcile. And if it begins to reconcile at all, I think we'd see a lot of downside for this stock.
How out of whack are the numbers?
Yeah, you know, I love talking about valuation because it's not my valuation I'm trying to sell somebody. It's what Mr. Market's saying, right? And so then we can all sit back and objectively decide whether or not we agree with Mr. Market. I just feel like that's a much better, more wholesome starting point for all investors. So to justify $43 a share, Zendesk has to immediately improve their after-tax profit margins to positive 2%. They were negative 26% for fiscal year 2017 or last year. So they got to go immediately from negative 26 to positive 2. And keep in mind, competition here includes Oracle, Microsoft, Salesforce, Nuance Communications, Pegasystems, eGain, LivePerson, ServiceNow. I mean, there's a lot of a big competition. It's not going to be easy to grow margins by that much. So immediately improve margins by a huge amount and then grow revenue by nearly 30% for the next two decades. So the implied revenue at that point in time would be over $61 billion, right? So if they can achieve that revenue growth for 20 years, we're talking about getting to $61 billion. Now, for reference, Zendesk CEO Mikkel Svane noted in the third quarter of 2017 earnings call that he expects the market will spend about $12 billion annually on customer service, customer support type software.
Right, which is what they do. So in other words, the entire industry is one-fifth the size. Of course, you'd have two decades to grow, but you'd still have to then grow by five times. They'd have to control 100% of it at that point. Yeah, you can see that those numbers are not realistic. And that is why Zendesk, ticker symbol Zen, Z-E-N, is in the danger zone. Quickly, David, is there a value, an appropriate value you'd put on the stock as we're running out of time?
You know, we went through some acquisition scenarios. What would IBM pay, you know, if IBM decided to get into the space? And you know, the best we can do is $30 a share, and that's assuming that IBM can raise Zendesk margins to 12% immediately and also grow revenue at 30% for 5 years.
Yeah, so it's a huge haircut. Any way you cut it. David, thanks so much for joining me. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
David Trainer, everybody, again, the Danger Zone pick, Zendesk. To learn more, go to newconstructs.com and follow them on Twitter, @newconstructs. Money Life for March the 5th. We'll be back in just a moment.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.